Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew near unto Jerusalem, and came to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you shall find a donkey tied, and a colt with her, loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say anything unto you, you shall say, The Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king comes unto you, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went, and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey, and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sat him therein. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches from the trees, and spread them in the way. And the multitudes that went before, and that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he came into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were very displeased, and said unto him, Do you hear what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have you never read, Out of the mouth of babes and infants you have perfected praise? And he left them, and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it, and found nothing therein, but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruit grow on you again forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, If you have faith, and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And when he came into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority do you these things? And who gave you this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, from where was it? From heaven, or of men? And they reasoned among themselves, saying, If we shall say, From heaven, he will say unto us, Why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say, Of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus, and said, We cannot tell. And he said unto them, Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. But what think you? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first, and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented, and went. And he came to the second, and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said unto him, The first. Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the tax collectors and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the tax collectors and the harlots believed him, and you, when you had seen it, repented not afterward, that you might believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to tenants and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants that they might receive the fruits of it. And the tenants took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all he sent unto them his son, saying, They will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and let us seize his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard comes, what will he do unto those tenants? They said unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other tenants, who shall render him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said unto them, Did you never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes? Therefore I say unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard those parables, they perceived that he spoke of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet.